Good evening. This is Akashwani Itanagar, the news read by Morgan Bagram. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that today the entire country is working on the resolution to become a developed nation. In the last 10 years, his government has fulfilled the basic needs of the common men who were pending for decades. Addressing a public meeting in Churu of Shekhawati region of Rajasthan this afternoon, he said that in the last 10 years, the foundation of a developed India has been prepared. Today, the whole world is surprised as to how India is progressing so fast. After coming to power, his government worked honestly and today the country is progressing rapidly. Describing the work done in the last 10 years as a trailer and an appetizer, Modi said that many big works are yet to be done in the country in the coming times. Governor Lieutenant General retired K.T. Parnaik said that Arunachal Pradesh's blessed land of numerous tribes who have maintained their customs and traditions over the years. They have been zealously preserving their indigenous cultural heritages, he said while participating in Mopin Festival celebration at Itanagar today. Besides greeting the Galo community on the festive occasion, the governor offered prayers to invoke the blessings of Mopin goddess Anyi Pinku Pinta for better crops, proliferation of domestic animals and preservation of nature. The governor urged upon the Galo community to contribute in the nation building through concerted effort in the sphere of health, education, infrastructure, community and empowerment of women and girl child. Senior BJP leader and Chief Minister Pema Khandu has said that with the BJP government at the center, the northeastern states including Arunachal Pradesh are developing very speedily in terms of infrastructure, connectivity, etc. Now, we are focusing on more development in the villages along the Indo-China border and the central government under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi fully supports us and even guides us, Khandu said in an election rally at Holongi on Thursday. He informed that the party manifesto will be released on 10th April by BJP National President J.P. Nadda, who will be visiting the state. Elections for the two parliamentary seats in Arunachal Pradesh will be held on 19th April in a single phase. Six contestants are in fray for the Arunachal East parliamentary constituency. BJP candidate and sitting member of parliament from the East, Tapir Gaon, will face the main contest from Indian National Congress Party candidate and former minister Bosiram Siram. Apart from the BJP and Congress, the newly formed Arunachal Democratic Front has also fielded its candidate for the seat. The rest three are independent candidates. Arunachal East parliamentary constituency has 3,75,310 voters with 1,89,740 male, 1,85,569 female electorates and one transgender voter. There are 27 assembly constituencies and 920 polling stations in the parliamentary constituency. The election machineries deployed in poll-bound Arunachal Pradesh have confiscated more than ₹1.38 crore while engaged in vehicle checking on Thursday. The flying squads and static surveillance teams along with police seized a whopping amount of ₹1 crore at Kanubari check gate in Longding, ₹22.20 lakh in Itanagar capital region and another ₹16.10 lakh at SEPA during vehicle checking, an election official said. With this, the total cash seized so far since the model code of conduct came into force rose to ₹5.48 crore, while the cumulative figure of cash and monetary value of other seized items including liquor, drugs, precious metals and frisbees stood at ₹14.05 crore. The Arunachal Pradesh government has on Thursday ordered the issuance of import permits of packaged liquor, bulk spirit and export permits for packaged liquor shall remain suspended with immediate effect till the completion of election process. This step was taken in the wake of reported incidents of cross-border transportation of illegal liquor across the interstate borders as well as storage of liquor in unauthorized places during this election period. It was also reported that liquor is used to influence the voters, which may vitiate the proper and fair conduct of elections. The order by Chief Secretary Dharmendra, however, said that liquor permits in respect of military and paramilitary units may continue to be issued. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.